Are you a part of a club? Because we all like to feel included one way or another. We see men go to men's clubs, kids go to youth clubs, but what about the ladies? Well, today I'm at the Bunbury Women's Club and I'm about to join the ladies for a spot of afternoon tea and perhaps even a game of bridge. And I'm joined with Bev and Carol, who Bev is the president of the Women's Bunbury Club and Carol is the grants officer.
That's correct.
Let's get started. Now, firstly, Bev, how long have you been a part of the club for?
Approximately 10 years.
And what made you first become involved with the club?
Mainly to learn bridge, yes.
I would love to learn bridge. Yes. I don't even know how to start on that game.
And I'm still trying.
And how about you, Carol?
I've been a member for 11 years and I moved here from Margaret River where we were farming. I didn't know a soul when I came to Bunbury and the club has been a wonderful lifeline. I've learned bridge and mahjong here and I've met so many people. It's lovely. Coming to a place like this, it reduces the effects of social isolation. They have wonderful support networks and they all care for each other, which is very nice.
My mother nominated me in 1964, which is a long time ago. At that particular time, we always played bridge on a Friday night when the men went to the other men's clubs in Bunbury, which was Commercial Club and the Southwestern Club. And we, the young girls, used to have to be on duty that night, make the scones and the sandwiches and all that sort of stuff, you know. And the other girls would be there and enjoy themselves and have a few nips and sips and a few smokes and stuff.
What do you remember about back in 1964? When you used to come?
Lots of things I can remember about those times, entirely different to what it is now, of course.
We're walking through the front door and we're now going into the princess room?
Cinderella
room. Sorry.
This is a lovely room and it was added on to the main part of the building of 1910-1911 and it's part of the Federation Art and Craft style, which was bought to WA from England by a special architect, Eustace Cohen. And it's got rather graceful lines. Mind you, it's suffering from rising damp, which we hope to fix up in the near future.
And I hear you're in the process of trying to raise some more funds for to fix one of these problems, yes?
Yes, and we're applying for a heritage grant because this is such a beautiful old building, it's worthwhile preserving.
And what stage is that grant at?
I have till the end of the month to put it in, so I'm working very hard.
Fingers crossed, we hope to see that because it would be an absolute shame to see this building go to waste, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And so have you been a part of the women's club as well for
11 years, yes.
Were you friends?
We learned together.
We played together. There was about a few of us learning. All the older members, oh, they used to give us curry.
Really?
Oh. They wanted us to join, but they would, you know, they were very strict with us. I used to get diarrhea. When I was coming, if I knew I was coming, I'm not coming. You know, some of them is, but we persevered, and because there was a few of us learning, it was great.
When you kind of come into an environment like this, I can imagine it would be quite confronting at first because it's a group of ladies who know each other and you're going in and wanting to become a part of it. What was it like in that transition period?
Ten years ago, it's pretty much not the establishment as such, but there were a lot of older members who were the establishment in Bunbury, and it was difficult. We were all new and young then, whereas I think anybody coming in now, I don't think it would be as severe, do you? Any of you girls? I mean, it was pretty intimidating when we first came.
Yes.
Carol, there was you and I, and you was, and who's
and Grace.
And Grace. And we were taught by Pauline, who's in the next room. Wonderful. And I'd never played bridge before, or even cards, so it was quite difficult. And she persevered, and it was wonderful, yeah. And that's what happened when we first started. They were wanting us to become more involved. Well, we couldn't because, you know, we were pretty... We had other...
Well, we all do lots of other things
as well, whereas a lot of those that come here...
It is their life.
This is where they come, and that's it.
It is their life.
Yeah. But great, strong committee that's very, you know, very successful and doing things for the club and major improvements, which is really fantastic.
When the first meeting they had was actually in the Bedford Hall, and they were going to call it the Liberal Party Club, but then they squashed the politics in it and changed it to the Bunbury Women's Club, and they kept politics out of it, no religious, you know, no Well, we don't have any of that now, do we?
Do you think that that's what has made it kind of last through these years?
Probably, yeah. And it was, and of course, in those days, see, they had a lot of other... They only started on a Friday night. They'd get dressed up in their long things and hats and play cards on a Friday. Because all the men used to go to the Sow West Club. That was their sort of night out. They rented three rooms here off Mr. Dawson to come into the club, and then eventually they bought it off him for very little pittance, wasn't it? About £5,000, was it, or dollars, or pounds, wow. Something, yeah. That's right. And I used to have a lot of entertainment, like dress up and do plays.
How has the Women's Club helped you, do you think?
Very much, see, and then, of course, a lot of the women became widows, and that's where that's where it sort of went on to come to be such a big club. In those days, they used to have a waiting list. We had over 200 members. But, of course, see, nowadays, women didn't work like they do now. Mm. And this is where we've got these younger girls coming in than us that are running it now, which is very good.
Mm.
And there is still one lady still alive that's the original committee that lives in Perth. So my sister-in-law saw her the other day.
That's our oldest
member. She's 102.
Wow.
She lives in Perth.
What I love about it is that it's such a dress-up affair. Like, the ladies would come...
Well, on the Friday nights, they used to put long frocks on them.
How old is this building? So this is one of the oldest buildings in Bunbury, is it?
Well, the original part was commenced in 1852-53, and it's the only building that was built as a residence that still remains in the CBD. It's all worth preserving because so many buildings have been knocked down in Bunbury, and the future generations need something to know what Bunbury's past was like, because if they don't know about the past, they don't really know where they're going.